morning, everybody. It's the 29th of September, 2022. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And we have a show with a group that to me is essentially important in K-12 education. We've got an AASL show, the American Association of School Librarians. We're going to talk about the essential, I believe it is, essential leadership of school libraries in literacy. Isn't that what we're all about, to create literate people? All right. And as such, we've got Molly Ness. And Molly is the founder of the Coalition for Literacy Equity. I'll bring them on in just a second. And she's on the board of directors of the International Literacy Association, ILA. All right. And she is one of the authors of a leadership brief entitled The Essential Leadership of School Librarians. And we're going to talk to her and AASL President Kathy Lester, who also is the school librarian at the East Middle School in good old Plymouth, Michigan. Okay, and they're going to be joining me in just a couple of seconds. We're going to talk about not only what we intrinsically know is the essential leadership of school libraries in literacy and the librarians go with it, okay, but also the actual facts behind that, okay, because one of the first things to go, and I know people this has happened to as budgets are cut, is the school librarian. Absolutely insane, okay? So we're going to talk about that in great detail. And by the way, I think Molly, she'll explain that she also works with Learning Ally, and she can tell us about that too. I don't want her to be shy about that. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's our home website for the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Everything we do over there, teacher retention, SEL, our equity awards, and our magazine, Equity in Access, our online journal is over there. So please go over to ace-ed.org. And check it out. Without further ado, let me bring on Kathy Lester, Madam President of the AASL. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. How's the weather in good old Michigan today?
I am actually calling in from Wyoming right now. I'm here representing AASL at a library conference in Wyoming. So, and the weather here is great.
Well, my lips have formed the shape of, wow, what a beautiful state. Where are you in Wyoming? Where are you?
Casper.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, that's just great. I hope you're enjoying yourself, and hello to Wyoming. Okay, and so, by the way, thank you. You're up even earlier doing this. What is it, 8:30 in the morning there?
Yeah.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate this, Kathy, and regards to everybody in Wyoming. Molly, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Molly. It's Larry here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. And where are you located today?
I am immediately north of New York City.
Would we put that in a place?
Westchester County.
I know it well. Okay. And welcome to the show. And also, Molly, I wanted to say you're founder of the Coalition for Literacy Equity. I love that, by the way. Okay. You're on the board of directors of the ILA. Love that. But you also work with Learning Ally.
I do.
Put it all together what you do. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So I began as a classroom teacher and spent 16 years as a professor in teacher education, teaching pre-service and early career teachers. In early January of 2022, left and joined Learning Ally as their vice president of academic content. And Learning Ally is a longstanding educational nonprofit that is working to address the literacy crisis.
It's a good company. I know it well. I want to talk to you more about that. I'll call you sometime after the show. We'll have a little discussion on that because I know they are a very good company and they're lucky to have you. Where did you teach for those 16 years?
I was at Fordham University in New York City.
Well, when I was a kid, I still remember this. I had a Fordham book cover on the junior high school book. There you go. Okay.
Fabulous.
Good enough. That's really cool. Okay, that's great. And Kathy, the weather's good, I assume, in Wyoming. You want to tell us about your school in Plymouth, Michigan, just to get us started?
Sure, yeah.
I
work at a middle school in Plymouth, Michigan. It's grades 6 through 8, and we have about a little over 700 students at the school. And I think this is my ninth year there. And I love working with middle school students. It's a real joy.
When I was a teacher, I taught at, I'll show my age here, junior high school, okay, outside of Philadelphia, okay? And the reason I'm saying this, to me, these are very important years, and having a school librarian there is really important, and I learned that because we had a woman, I think, who was just a great lady in education, and her name was Kay Jennings. She might be gone now for all I know, but I'll tell you, okay, she made a difference, and I know you make a difference for the middle school kids over in Plymouth, okay, at East. So you guys are you're really important to what happens out here in education. And you, the AASL, I love AASL. Kathy's the president, okay, and hello to everybody listening in AASL, Sylvia, et cetera, okay. ILA, okay, you guys produced, and Molly, I want to swing it over to you now, a ILA produced a leadership brief, again called the Essential Leadership of School Librarians, okay? This is an AASL show, my good friends. Help me put this together. Your ILA, how the two come together to produce this brief, this research report? Molly Ness, Dr. Ness.
Sure. Well, it actually started a few years back when I authored another brief for the ILA that looked at the role of read alouds and independent reading in student achievement and in classroom practices. And a very smart reader reached out to me and said, "You overlooked the role of school librarians as partners in literacy." And I said, "You are absolutely right. It was not an intentional snub. It was just that this is not particularly my area of research. And why don't you correct me with it? And let's team up together and create something that helps classroom teachers understand the role of school librarians as literacy partners, that shines the light on the value of school librarians, so that school leaders who obviously are making these important decisions about funding and priorities can really understand the value of librarians." And so it came out of that somebody actually pointing out the gap, and so this came out I believe about a year ago, and has really, I think, opened up important conversations about what the role of school librarians are, what the value is, and particularly in a time when school librarians are really getting some tough conversations and negative attention shine on them around conversations around book banning and things like that. So it was really incredibly interesting to dig into the research showing how many roles and how much value librarians add, not only to students, but also to classroom teachers as well.
They really do. And as I said earlier, I learned that lesson. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was in, this is many years ago, but when I was in teacher education, okay, in Pennsylvania, 10,000 years ago, with dinosaurs roamed the earth and all that sort of thing. Okay, I parked my dinosaur, went to class, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the school librarian was, and I'm not kidding you, never mentioned once, nor were guidance counselors or anything else in all my 4 years of education, okay, as an education major, all right, undergraduate, okay? And I didn't learn the importance of the school librarian, okay, till I got to work. Okay, and the principal made sure he introduced me, and Kay came over, and you know, I worked with her very closely over the next few years, as all the teachers did. There was no mention of it, all right? And that's the kind of thing that gets lost in the shuffle, okay, of teacher education, which is not good, okay? They need to make sure that teachers, and that future teachers, and you are one of the professors, understand the value of everybody else you work with. It's the whole school that educate, takes a village, if I may, okay, the whole school being the village to make it right. And I'm so glad you wrote this thing, because I can't say enough, and you're right, we need trained librarians in schools more now than we ever did, especially in light of all the crazy politics, the book banning, and all that kind of lunatic stuff, okay? We've got experts out there, and they have to be trained. And if you kowtow to the whims and have nobody there to defend what you're doing, the school's going to lose. I'm probably stealing all your thunder, but that's the way I feel about it. And I also want to say this, okay? Molly is one of the principal authors of the ILA brief, and I just want to give their names since I have them here. Okay, it's Margaret Merga, Julia Torres, Susan J. Chamber, and Dr. Molly Ness. Is that right, Molly?
It is. It is. And it was fun. My colleague, Dr. Merga, is actually an Australian author. So this was really an opportunity, as the name of the organization, International Literacy Association. It was really a global effort.
Perfect. Okay. I hope you go visit her, because that is one long ride, but beautiful place. Once you're there, I got to tell you, I've been there. Okay. It's just absolutely fantastic. All right. And before we go any further, I want to ask, I'm going to put the link up here, but I just want to make sure this is on literacyworldwide.org, the ILA side. I do have the link to read the whole brief. Okay,
it is,
so please, everybody. Yeah,
yes, and it's free download for anyone, member of ILA or not. And of course, we welcome any all members to renew or to join and gain all of the benefits of this important organization.
It is an important organization. Okay, both these organizations are, I have to say. Okay, literacy, is the bottom line of what schooling is all about, if I may. One of the bottom lines. And speaking of multi-bottom lines, all right, I don't know who wants to answer this. I'm going to ask Kathy. When this report was written, the goal of the report was to create atmospheres in which school librarians are viewed as essential, let me use that word, literacy partners and education leaders. And you came up with three tenets, okay? Not people who own an apartment, tenets, T-E-N-E-T-S, okay? I'll throw this to Kathy. Kathy, do you want to go over this? What are the three tenets that are so important in all this for everybody to understand? And if you want to pass that to Molly, you certainly
can.
Yeah,
I can take that. As school librarians, the three tenets are as collaborators, advocates of literacy equity, and as providers of access. And all of those three things are part of my job every day. It's essential for me to collaborate with my teachers, and I collaborate in multiple ways by providing them resources, by collaborating around reading activities for their students, by collaborating on joint lessons. Also, I teach my own specific lessons, advocating for literacy equity. Of course, it's so important that we have choice reading for our students, and students have a huge range of reading choices. And then it relates to that intellectual freedom idea that we're very staunch advocates for the First Amendment rights and our students' freedom to read. And then that idea of access is, I think, you know, we open up a large world to our students, not just the library books, but also other resources that we provide to our students. And we help provide support for technology, both for students and teachers, too.
Yeah, it's so darn important. And do you think, and I'll ask this, Kathy, do you think that educators these days, and I want to say this, also professors of education, maybe I should ask Molly this, but I'll throw this to Kathy first, are they emphasizing the role of the library enough to both administrators and teachers? To me, it is, I'll use your word, essential. Okay.
I don't think they are. I mean, like, your experience is probably what other people have experienced, and I think even administrators don't really hear about it. And I recently just participated in a summit with San Jose State University talking to educators of school librarians, essentially, and talking to them more about trying to partner with their Department of Education.
Yep.
To provide information and help, you know, advocate for adding more to the, you know, preparation programs for both teachers and administrators around the role of a school librarian.
Yeah, and I mean, this has to be embedded into what makes a professional educator a professional educator, the understanding of the school libraries. Okay, Molly, what are your thoughts on that?
As you were saying, your experiences as a teacher, they mirrored my experiences as a teacher, and it certainly resonates with what my experience as a teacher educator was. It wasn't until I really started explicitly digging into this particular area that I started having conversations in my teacher education classes about school libraries and their important role and the power of collaboration and the impact that librarians have. And prior to that, I had been teaching, you know, probably 25 to 30 semesters where it wasn't a part of the coursework that I had done. And I think you're absolutely spot on that school leaders, not only do they not necessarily understand the role of the librarian, but I think there's a lot of misconceptions. I think we still have this sort of antiquated idea that the school librarian just sort of hushes everybody as they're sitting at quiet desks
right
for carols.
Right now in Wyoming, Kathy is there wearing, everybody else is wearing cowboy boots, but she's wearing sensible shoes with her hair in a bun.
Yeah, and glasses at the edge of her nose.
Yeah, little round glasses, yeah.
I think there's not only a lack of information, but there's also a lot of misinformation that librarians just, their job is to shelve books and things like that. So it's not only not enough clarity, but also kind of breaking down what people think the role of the librarian is really is.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, you made a note. You sent me a note, not you, but as we put the show together, multiple studies have found that test scores are higher in schools with school librarians. Hello, do you need any more proof than that? Just that simple statement. Okay, everybody. I mean, and by the way, you left out somebody, and that's school boards. We got to make sure school boards see this.
Absolutely,
okay.
And that was one of the reasons we were very, it was very important for us to focus on the quantifiable increases that we see in student achievement.
Yeah.
Regardless of everybody's personal opinion about standardized test scores, there are important decisions that are made from them, and it is very compelling for school boards and people who hold the purse strings and are making this important budgetary decisions when they see that powerful statistic showing those bumps in student reading and student academic growth because of the librarian. It's hard to then continue to make decisions that undermine the role of the librarian and the funding for the librarian.
It's just amazing. And actually, let's go into the trenches for a minute with Kathy, Madam President. Okay, and let's take East Middle School in Plymouth, Michigan, where you're the school librarian. Okay, Kathy, how did you interact with the principal, whoever, with the other teachers, et cetera? How do you get them to really understand the value and the importance and to use you, okay, really use your expertise and what's in the library to make it all work? How do you do that? And I know you do.
I do, definitely. It is all about building relationships, and I am very fortunate. I'm in a district in Michigan where we do have teacher librarians in every single school in our district, and that is not typical for Michigan, actually.
Great.
And we have great support from our administrators who really understand the role of the school librarian, and that has taken that partnership and, communication with our administrators over the years and the school board. We often will present at school board meetings.
That's wonderful.
About the projects that we're doing. I know I have invited school board members to, I had a maker showcase with kids and parents, and I invited school board members to that. So it's really important to keep that communication and partnership open with all people in the district.
Yeah, and if you can, describe Plymouth, Michigan. Okay, the school, is it an extremely wealthy community? What's it like in Plymouth?
It is actually It's a suburb of Detroit, I would call it, and it's close to Ann Arbor. And I do feel like it's a mixed, it is considered somewhat wealthier, but it really truly is a somewhat mix of economic status. And we have a somewhat diverse population of students in our school. But the way that the funding works in Michigan, we actually, our school district gets the minimum funding per pupil in the state because of, you know, something that happened years ago, Proposal A. It froze kind of where you stood in funding. And it was when Plymouth Canton was more rural, their funding got frozen essentially. So we get the minimum. So I feel like if our school district can afford to put a teacher librarian in every school and we're getting the lowest amount per pupil, that other schools should be able to prioritize and afford this great service as well.
That's exactly the point I was trying to make, okay? That it doesn't have to be the wealthiest district in the world. It's got to be for every district, every school, okay? We just got to – we have to make this happen. And, Kathy, I want to ask you one other thing. You'll know this, okay, being president of AASL. How's the school librarian pipeline? Are enough people getting into the business?
I do feel like there's a shortage. Specifically in Michigan, there's a shortage for sure. And one of the reasons had been in Michigan specifically that there weren't any job openings for a while. And so you know, people were afraid to spend the money to get, it's an additional certification. In Michigan and in states, you are a teacher first, and then you add that enforcement and get your master's in library science.
I didn't know that. It's interesting.
Yeah. So we have both the teacher certification and the essentially the library certification to be certified. So we've been working really hard to change that trend, and I know there's different states where there's different library preparation programs that partner with school districts to help, you know, try to fill that pipeline a little bit more easily, and so it is an issue, and it is something that we're trying to address and work on.
Right, and you just taught me something. I had no idea. I thought everybody who was like school librarian went to school librarian school. Okay, you know that they were librarians first, then went into school librarian as the extra. Okay, but in Michigan or probably elsewhere, it's the other way. You're teacher first, then you become a school librarian. Yeah. Molly, did you know that?
I only knew it because of the research that we conducted for the brief. And you're getting at, you know, if the three of us who are coming to this call, if this was new information for two-thirds of us, it speaks to how little information there is about this in general.
Yeah, this is real. This is that's news to me, I have to tell you. And I love this. The brief states, and I can't say this enough, it's like a Bill of Rights, all students deserve the right to a well-funded school library staff with full-time certified school librarian. Boy, thank you, Mrs. Jefferson, there for writing this. You and your colleagues, that was incredible. Okay. You know, that's real. That's really a forceful statement. All right. And how are we doing on that? Okay. I'll throw this to Molly. Molly, where are we on that? Okay.
Well,
what's the percentage? Do you know offhand?
I don't know offhand. Kathy may have that, but I would absolutely argue we are not there yet. I think, unfortunately, in many places where there are school librarians, they are sometimes not utilized to their full extent. In other words, as we have faced teacher shortages, it is very tempting for well-intentioned school leaders, if there is a teacher missing, for the librarian to go in and fill that that vacancy or be pulled for a variety of other kind of last-minute crises or projects or what have you. So I wouldn't argue that just because there is a school librarian in the school doesn't always mean that person is used to the best of their of the capability of the role.
And Kathy, talk about that for a second. What are you finding across the board with that type of thing? And there is a teacher shortage out there. Okay, so
there is a teacher shortage, and I do feel like that definitely happened in some areas in the pandemic where school librarians, since we are teachers, certified teachers, got moved in to cover a classroom, and they closed the library, sort of thing. But I know in Michigan, that reversed. Like, once we opened school back up, most of those teacher librarians went back into the library. So, but it still does happen where teacher librarians are called a sub for when there's not enough subs and things like that. But so it's an issue across for all teachers, not just school librarians, that we have that. And then in terms of the access, the overall access to school librarians, I know that Deb Cockle and Keith Curry-Lance have a current project, an IMLS grant slide, the School Library Investigation, Decline or Evolution, and they found that, you know, over the last decade, there have been a lot of positions lost, and right now there's about 7.5 million students with no school librarians.
Think about that.
What they found in their research was it's not all schools that are losing their school librarians. It's a higher percentage of schools that are low, high poverty districts.
Yeah, under-resourced. I'm just going to get into that.
Majority non-white districts, too. And
great.
That's why it's really an equity issue that, and the studies, again, show that those are the students that benefit most by having a school librarian are those students from, you know, high poverty districts or majority non-white districts that they actually benefit most, but yet they're the least likely to have that access. So it's a really important issue.
Oh, it's just disgusting. You know, the library opens the world to everybody. Okay, it really does. The librarian leads you to where you need to go to learn about things. I mean, it's so damn obvious. It's unbelievable. Okay, and I'll read again. Multiple studies have found that test scores are higher in schools with school librarians. Okay, so where do they cut school librarians first? In the schools that need them the most. So they remain under-resourced. Okay, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's a vicious cycle. Okay, and these kids in the under-resourced schools, they want to see the world. They want to have access to things. Okay, they want a rigorous curriculum. You know, they want these things, and yet they're the first ones to lose them. All right, and you talk about literacy, we can't afford this anymore. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous, okay, that this just goes on. I mean, it is an equity issue. And as I said, the American Consortium for Equity in Education, somebody's going to say something right now.
We also know that the kids who are most likely to lose their school librarian also are the kids who their neighborhoods and communities outside of school are book deserts where they lack access to books because of their public library situation or because they live in areas where bookstores are not prevalent. So not only is it a lack of books in the school itself, but then there's a lack outside. So again, it just starts to widen this opportunity gap between different populations of students.
Yeah, and I have to say this, the librarians, they lead you in the right direction. They know stuff that the regular teacher doesn't know. I still remember that from, you know, I'd go into Kay Jennings and I'd say, I need this, and blink, she'd pull something out of the clear blue sky. That was exactly what I needed. I mean, it was just amazing. And this brief is extremely, extremely important. I have it linked here on site. From the ILA, that's the International Literacy Association, okay, the Essential Leadership of School Libraries in Literacy, hello, okay, and AASL obviously is supporting this all along. Ladies, you really did a good job here. I appreciate it. Okay, thank you, Kathy. When are you heading back to Plymouth?
Saturday. I'll be here till Saturday.
Oh, enjoy Wyoming. It is a good place.
Thank you.
Okay, really enjoy it. Okay, and Molly, you take care. It's nice to know you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I appreciate all that you did here. You and ILA working. I love it when the two associations get together. It's important. Okay.
It's important collaboration. Thank you so much for your time.
It is because like teachers, you can't be siloed. Everything runs together. Okay. So I think it's really, really great that you're doing this. Okay. Thank you, ladies, very, very much. Thank you. Safe travels wherever. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Kathy Lester, president of AASL, AASL.org, obviously. Okay. School, maybe it's schoollibraries.org, whatever it is. It's easy, AASL. Okay. And then also, and where'd that come from? And also Molly Ness. And Molly is she's on the board of directors of the International Literacy Association. She's the founder, I want to talk to her about this, I'll call her, of the Coalition for Literacy Equity. We got a lot to talk about. All right. We'll archive over at ace-ed.org. That's our consortium for equity. It all boils down to equity. Okay? Check it out at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.